You're listening to Conspiracy Theories in Unpopular Culture. I am your host, Isaac. And if you're watching the video, you'll see I've got sleeves on, which is bad news. When I'm wearing the sleeves, that means something bad is going down, all right? And today, I'm going to shock you. You might be shocked by what you hear today. Very disturbing. We're going into the dark underbelly. Yes, TMZ Illuminate confirmed. This is actually the second TMZ themed show I've done this month, because there's a lot happening right now. The revelation of the method is coming down fast, man. And we're gonna talk about Kanye West again. This guy is gunning for 2022 Illuminate confirmed member of the year here. Yeah, we're going to talk about all the things, all the controversial things, the spirit cooking, the human furniture. These are very, very triggery words, okay? I mean, the last episode we just did on TMZ Illuminate Confirmed, we talked about witches putting a hex on Putin, which I'm fine with. Go for it. We talked about Kanye's video for Easy, where he decapitates Pete Davidson. The first video, now there's a second video, yes. And we talked about Epstein news. And guess what? You know, Epstein and Kanye, they're making another appearance today. What is going on? Without further ado, we're just going to drop right into this thing. Because I've got a much bigger show to record today. This evening, I'm recording a show that's going to be revolutionary. It's going to be mind-blowing. You won't believe it. It's going to be great. Anyway, it might be the greatest show. Some are saying it's the greatest show ever recorded. That's a hint. That's a hint of what the show is going to be about. All right? It's a realm I don't typically go into, but I've got to. All right? Fell in my lap. I can't help it. Now, before we get into the juicy bits about Kanye, and let me tell you something. You're going to hear things today about Kanye and his connections to the occult that tie us into satanic worship, which is weird because he made a whole gospel album towards Jesus. Jesus is king. So what's going on? What's happening? Before we get into that, we've got a couple quick little fun bits. Justice on the Patreon, shout out. Told me, hey, there's an episode of New Girl where there's this scene of Megan Fox talking about making a deal with the devil. Yes, El Diablo. A big theme on today's show. Now, I've never seen New Girl. It's a show that has Zooey Deschanel. I don't know anything about it. I don't do sitcoms. But I found this particular scene, and we're going to play a clip.
Hi. How do you get off the plane and still look dewy as hell?
I made a deal with the devil some time ago.
That's right. Megan Fox, who was the subject of our show. We talked about her and Machine Gun Kelly and their twin flames occult symbolism. She apparently is on this show, and she says she made a deal with the devil in exchange for her good looks. Now, this is a reference to the film Jennifer's Body, apparently. A film I've seen, it's about a rock group that sacrifices Jennifer to the devil and she becomes possessed by demons. Actually, a pretty good movie. It's become a cult classic. When it first released, I believe it was a total flop. Anyway, I think that's a throwback to that film, but I could be wrong, right? Either way. It's always fun to talk about that kind of stuff, isn't it? I can tell you today, it's not going to be all fun and games, though. I can tell you right now. Moving on, another little bonus fun lightheartedness. Red Hot Chili Peppers, they've got a new album coming out. And whenever an artist has a new album dropping, you will see multiple interviews. And their guitarist, John Frusciante. You know, Dave Navarro was a guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers for a minute. You remember when I was friends with him? That was a good time. The highlight of my career, the highlight of all things in my life, was being friends with Dave Navarro. We haven't spoken in so long. He's distanced himself from the seedy world that is conspiracy theories. I'd hit him up sometimes and he would write me back, and boy, did that fill my cup. Made me feel great to talk to a rock legend. Now, enough about me. The current guitarist, John Frusciante, he talked to, I had the link here. He made an interview with someone. I think it was Classic Rock or something like that. The website. Anyhow, I'm going to read to you. It says, before last quitting the rock band in 2009, returning Red Hot Chili Pepper guitarist John Frusciante went unlimited occult and got a little too mystical. In an interview about the upcoming album that emerged this week, the 52-year-old guitarist said he dabbled hard in the dark arts near the end of his second tenure in the Peppers. Quote, I became quite off balance mentally those last couple of years we toured. As the tour went on, I got deep into the occult, which became a way of escaping the mindset of tour life. The occult tends to magnify whatever you are, and I was an imbalanced mess. Which is something you hear often by people who get into the occult. Not all the time. Some people find it very, fulfilling. Lon Milo Duquette, I've read a couple of his books, and, you know, he seems to be content and happy, but hey, you know, I don't think that just because you're into the occult, that's 100% you're going towards the dark forces, but you can, right? Depending on what path you take that left-hand path towards the darkness, you stare into the abyss stares back at you, right? And I think a lot of these occult doctrines and ideas about the real world are maddening to some extent. That's why people like Aleister Crowley, he got hooked on drugs. His wives all got hooked on drugs. They went insane. You dabble with that dark energy, and I believe it attaches and comes back to you. That's why I quit ghost hunting. I've told the story before. I was ghost hunting with the Utah Ghost Hunter Society in 98. Yes, 98. A friend of mine got me into it. At the time, it was unheard of. I'd never seen it. I don't think there was any shows about ghost hunting on TV. And he told me about it. He would play these little EVP tapes, and I was like, bro, what are you talking about? EVP, you know? And he played these tapes. I heard these bells ringing. I mean, it was crazy stuff. And then we started dabbling, and then all kinds of crazy stuff started happening around me. I've talked about it a lot. Anyways, you start messing with this stuff. You don't know what you're messing with. That's the deal. I think there's angels and demons in another realm, and how could you possibly think you've got the power to discern between the two? And I was recently on Sean Atwood's show. It's on his 50th. You can watch it on YouTube. It's a 6-hour show. And I talked about this exact idea. Ironically, I was also on Sean Atwood just a couple weeks prior to that. And I guess, and apropos, I'm freestyling, man. A stream of consciousness coming my way. After I was on Sean Atwood, he had like a series of guests, right? And after my bit, guess who came on after me? If you follow me on Instagram, you already know. Chris Hansen. Yes, that Chris Hansen. I told my buddy Dr. Anteater, because we used to watch all them To Catch a Predator episodes. Some of the best television you'll ever see. And he said, Chris, quote, let's have a seat, Hansen. And I said, yes, that Chris Hansen. You brought Mike's Hard Lemonade and whipped cream for who? Hansen. Anyways, he came on after me, which is very apropos for what we're going to talk about today when things get dark, which is about to happen real soon. Moving along. And then shout out Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love Red Hot Chili Peppers. They are consistent. They're like the Beastie Boys, right? Like, they've been just knocking them out of the park. Now, I don't think every single track they make is, like I'm not that big of a fan. But they'll, guaranteed, they'll have some hits on the new album. Guaranteed. Some good songs. Now, Kanye West. Let's talk about Kanye. Before we get into the Easy video, which is the bulk of this show, he released a video for Hurricane, which is on Donda 1, I believe. The one, this is the track with The Weeknd. And I'm going to put some photos on the Instagram of all these things I'm going to talk about today. So you got to follow me on there, at Isaac Weishaupt, link in the show notes, or go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW, where I've compiled everything, all my links to everything, all the socials, the Spotify Boner Jams playlist I've made for you, all the podcast with my wife, everything, Rockfin, Patreon, it's all there. allmylinks.com/IsaacW. Now, and I'll put the photos from today's show on my Instagram, as always. The Hurricane video dropped March 8th. It was disturbing. It was using these animated characters, like metaverse-type looking avatar characters, which I'd argue Tekashi 6ix9ine actually came up with before Kanye West. You know, I love me some Tekashi 6ix9ine. Anyways, it shows, in this Hurricane video, it shows us a mass amount of faceless people. These are the souls of the world trapped in a prison, and they escape from the prison. And they go towards Kanye, and they ascend up a light, a source of light, and then they get trapped in another hell. Let's unpack it a little bit, right? The symbolism of them breaking from a prison is saying they're stuck in the prison. They're stuck in the prison planet, which is a Gnostic idea that the world we live in is a prison. And I don't know about you. I'm looking outside right now. I'm looking at some beautiful mountains in Utah covered in snow, and the sun's coming through. And if this is a prison, it's fine by me, right? That's why I disagree with the Gnostic ideas that they want to insist, and this whole idea of the simulation Earth. I mean, I believe more in a simulation theory than a prison planet. But again, what do I know? I've never been to the other side. But that's what the Gnostics believe in. And Gnostic schools of thought are basically satanic. They believe that what's good is bad, and what's bad is good. They think that God the Father in the clouds did not create this Earth. The thing that created this earth is an abomination called the Yaldabaoth. It was a rejection from the real God, the sun behind the sun, as the Freemasons say. They believe in this perennial philosophy, this idea that God is this impersonable force of nature that existed, that created thoughts, and through the thoughts, it created these perfected pairs of opposing forces. And one of these pairs, the female, the Sophia, the wisdom, she was like, you know what? I want to be God too. I want to create also. And she didn't use her male consort to create. And what was produced was an abomination because it wasn't perfect. It didn't have the perfected male energies. So she cast it out. And this was the Yaldabaoth. And the Yaldabaoth, this freaky conglomerate thing, was like, I'm gonna make my own earth. And Yaldabaoth was like, I'm gonna make my own planet. From what I remember of what glimpse I had of the real God, I will become the new God. So Yaldabaoth created the earth and the world we live in. Also that we could worship Yaldabaoth, because Yaldabaoth's a crazy person. So when God the Father in the Old Testament's like, you will worship me, that's a real jerk. That's the Yaldabaoth. That's what they believe. Now, so all these people are trapped in a prison. They break out of the prison, and guess who's going to save them? They go to Kanye. He's going to save them, right? He's the Messiah. And if you think I'm joking, he's literally baptizing the people as they come to him. He is the Messiah. He thinks he's God. He's said it a million times before. I don't know why this might be shocking. And if you wonder, if you're like, well, hey, how comes he had an album called Jesus is King and he's worshiping Christ if he's a Gnostic Satanist? Well, because the Gnostics also venerate Christ. They think that Christ was the avatar sent to us from the real God, not the false God the Father, the Yaldabaoth. They think that the real God sent us the avatar of Christ, and the avatar of Christ was here to show us we were in a prison planet and there's a way to get out of it. And I'm simplifying and summating a lot of different schools of thought of Gnosticism. There's a million flavors of this in different interpretations, but that's my way of dumbing it down to the way a simpleton like me can understand it. So Kanye's saving everyone. He's the new God. He's saving us from the prison planet. And they ascend, of course, because, you know, you're going to ascend when Kanye, the father here, saves you. But it turns out they're in another trap. They all get meshed together. And you got to see this. It's scary looking. I'll put it on the Instagram. This mesh of bodies surrounds Kanye. He's the master of this new world that he's created. And if you ask me, this looks like every depiction of hell with all these mangled bodies and souls trapped, stuck together, like glued together almost. But this whole video is this Gnostic delusion of man becoming God. And Kanye's like, look, that's me. I am the one that became God. I'm special. And at the beginning of the video, if you go to the very first frame of the video, it very clearly shows us the simulation world. And who is the master of that simulation world? There's a dragon underneath it. And a dragon is just a flying serpent, a winged serpent. This is the Yaldabaoth that I was talking about, the demiurge, the false god. And if you look at how they describe and depict the Yaldabaoth, it's a lion-faced serpent. Now, granted, on the video, to play fair, it's not a lion face, it's just a dragon. It looks like a dragon, right? Now, to me, it's very fitting that Kanye is now using these metaverse avatar-looking things for the videos, because the metaverse, I believe, is truly the prison. These guys are the Gnostic Yaldabaoths. Zucchiniberg, he's the Yaldabaoth. He's the demiurge, creating a false world, because he's the god of the new metaverse world, and he wants to trap your soul inside of it. You know, I've talked about transhumanism, I think, in every single one of the 9 books I've written. And, you know, and I'm not like a fortune teller. I'm not some kind of prophet. This is just what they've been telling us for many years. And I've just been paying attention, right? As many people have. It's not just me. I'm give myself a God complex over here. But the transhumanism, they're just waiting for the technology to be ripe so that they can create their own prison planet and they can become gods. And they're going to promise it as this false utopia. And it's very concerning. It's a fundamental philosophical idea that we got to wrap our minds around. Because I'll be honest with you. You tell me, look, we've perfected this metaverse virtual reality experience so that it feels like real life. You strap enough sensors into your brain, because your brain, right, it's inside of a skull. It has no idea what's going on out here. All it gets is signals from our senses, from our eyes and our nose and our mouth and our ears and our sense of touch. Your brain has no idea what's happening. So it takes these signals from our senses and interprets them, and it builds a schema. In fact, I was talking to my therapist. I tell you, I go to therapy, right? Lots of anxiety. As you could imagine, any good conspiracy theorist worth their salt needs a therapist because they got lots of anxiety. And he was telling me about how the brain works, about anxiety and depression. Just yesterday, he was doing this. And he was like, you know, the brain has a schema. And basically, it's a story. It's a software code. And I said, that's interesting, because I went to school for engineering and I did software. And I was like, yeah, we talked about schema and engineering too. So like the mind is like this computer in some ways. So the brain just gets these signals. So what I'm saying is that the Zucchiniberg wants to master this. That's what, you know, MK Ultra was looking to master this thing. John C. Lilly wanted to master the human as a biocomputer. And they believe they can someday perfect this such that those signals, instead of coming from our human body, will come from some wires. And they drill it into your head, a.k.a. Elon Musk's Neuralink. And if you perfect it, it feels real. Now, I know there's some of us that are purists and will say, I'm not doing that. But think about it. If you've ever had loss in your life, if you ever lost a loved one, the promise is that, look, we're going to keep your brain in a vat, very much like the philosophy. We're going to keep your brain in a vat along with all your loved ones, and you guys are going to live forever. You don't have to deal with the loss and the death anymore, which is ironically how the Bible describes the end times when man masters death. All right. Anyhow. Get off my pulpit for a second. Let's move on. The final topic, the biggest topic of today, the most important thing you're going to hear today, even this whole week, I would say, this is the most important thing you're going to hear the whole week, and has to do with Kanye West. And shout out to Ian on Patreon. That Patreon team's on fire. You guys keep tossing the ideas out. I don't address every comment and message, but I read them all on Patreon. Now, if you start getting into social medias, it's 50-50, maybe even less than that. But if you're on my Patreon, and this is kind of the only exclusive place where I make that sort of commitment, where I'm like, look, I see all the comments and messages. Anyhow, my Patreon team, you're on fire, right? Ian on Patreon said, hey, you got to check out the Easy video. There's human furniture. And I said, in my head, I thought, I already watched it, Ian. What are you talking about, Ian? I was just joking. I said, I already watched it. I didn't see human furniture, but, you know, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. So I looked it up, and little did I know, there was a second Easy video that dropped just yesterday. So shout out Ian on the drop on that. I said, okay, well, shoot, let me watch this one. Because I already did a whole TMZ show on the Easy Verse video. And again, the video is in the same cartoon metaverse avatar style as Hurricane. And it starts out, and it's got the skinned monkey, which was part of the promo for this song, right? He posted pictures of the skinned monkey, and like, that's disturbing to me. I don't like that. I'm like this close to joining PETA. I think PETA is like a little extreme, because look, I eat meat. I try to find the humanely treated meat with the least amount of weird genetic frankenfurter stuff that they do in the food industry. I don't know that I could ever go vegan. I tried it a couple times, and it just wasn't for me. But the, anyhow, it showed the skin monkey, which I was like, I don't want to see this, Kanye. Why are you showing this to me? I don't want to see it. And I thought, the whole time, I thought, well, that must be like an attack on Pete Davidson. Like, he's saying Pete Davidson's a monkey? I don't know. Like, it's a threat? And the skin monkey plays a huge role. This is a rabbit hole that we're going to come back to in the conclusion, because you got to see the rest of the video to put it into context, all right? So as the song goes, the game releases, he's the first verse. And on the first version of Easy, he comes out of a coffin. Very Illuminate confirm. But in this video, he's, of course, the avatar of the game. And he's in his, you know, 6'4 Impala with the juice, hopping the cars or whatever, right? Which is what I wanted to see at the Super Bowl, but they didn't do it. Not one car with hydros. When I grew up, I used to buy Lowrider magazine when I was a teenager. Oh my God, I wanted an Impala with hydraulics so bad. And shout out to my dad, who's my dear old dad who passed away 10 years ago. He worked in the city, right? And he was a prison guard. And he had lots of interesting characters in his life. And the one time when I was 16. I was obsessed with lowriders. It's a story you didn't ask for and you don't care about, but I'm telling it anyway. He had a dude who, I don't know how he met him, but he had a 6'4 Impala with it. It was a convertible, and he had hydraulics on it. And my dad arranged it so I could go downtown, and we got in the dude's Impala. And the car had bullet holes in it, literally, not the bullshit little stickers. millennials put on their car today. Literal bullet holes in this thing. I got photos of it. If I remember, I'll put it on the Instagram. You got to zoom in, though, to see the bullet holes. It's in the driver's door. And we drove around the city with this Impala with the top down. And a homeboy was hitting the hydros. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in heaven. This is the greatest thing ever. Now, the difference is that was in Lancaster, PA. The difference is because I could very well get my fantasy Impala car with the hydros right now. Here's the problem. I live in Utah, which I know everyone's like, oh, Utah is like the whitest place ever, which it really is. However, there's several cities that have a high, I'm trying to use the right term, high percentage of like Mexican Americans, right? Shout out to my Mexicans. And I fear that if I drive around in an Impala with convertible with hydros, I'm going to get beat up for being the white boy with the Impala with the hydros. But I really want it. It's my dream car. I don't know. Someday I'll just say, screw it. I don't care. Hopefully they don't beat me up for being a white guy appropriating the culture. But man, do I love the Impala 6.4s with the hydros. Anyhow, so game gives that to us in this video, finally. And then we transition and we see Kanye coming out. And they're singing in front of the burning church, which was in the Donda 2 concert, which I already talked about. I believe it was on that same episode. I could be wrong. I've talked about Kanye so much, my head spins. Now, so, but people are like, oh, no, that's not a burning church. That's Donda's house. That's the house he grew up in. Oh, really? Because I just watched 6 hours of Genius, the documentary about Kanye, and they showed Donda's house, and there's no cross at the top. It might be Donda's house, but they added a cross to it and lit it on fire, which seems odd to me. Now, Kanye, in this like Avatar cartoony video, he's a piece of furniture, an actual piece of furniture. He's an actual table, right? Which is, again, a huge rabbit hole. We'll touch on it here in a minute. I want to get through the video first. And then the next scene, right after Kanye's a piece of furniture, a table, you see Kanye getting a tattoo on a black and white checkered floor. And recall, and now, you know, the black and white checkered floor, that's the Moses pavement of the Freemasonic temples. We've talked about it many times. It's the duality concept, which is a Gnostic idea. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. And recall Julia Fox on a bonus episode. All you Patreon people are getting all the hookups this year. In January, I believe, we did a bonus episode about Julia Fox. And we talked about how she said Kanye likes to play with light and darkness. These are all very occult ideas that they're floating. And if you don't pay attention, you don't realize it's happening. So he's on the black and white floor getting the tattoo. Then he's in a church or a Freemasonic temple, perhaps. I can't tell. It's not a church because there's no crosses, but it looks like a Freemasonic temple of sorts. And there's a cult of monkey people with the hoods. The skin monkeys, they got the hoods on now. Then we see the monkey in a bathtub. Could that be the whole Kim Kardashian thing? You remember, I've been talking about this for many years. I talked about this most recently on Breaking Social Norms, my podcast I do with my wife. We talked about Kanye West. And what we talked about was how, I forget what year it was, Kanye was doing the St. Pablo concert. Kim Kardashian's in Paris. She gets robbed, even though she's got bodyguards and it's in a famous celebrity hotel with no video cameras. Go figure. She gets robbed at gunpoint, supposedly, and gets put into a bathtub. Duct taped and put into a bathtub. Now, Kanye, of course, upset about this, cuts his concert early, goes to see her or whatever, right? And then he goes crazy. And then he gets hospitalized in UCLA, the MK Ultra Hospital. And what I argued was that he went crazy, supposedly. He got scared. I think the Illuminati threatened her. Because the Bobby Christina Whitney Houston bathtub deaths, which I've already talked about as the passage of the goddess. It's a ritual, a witchcraft ritual. The goddess has to pass over in the tub. And I was like, hey, maybe they threatened Kanye. This wasn't a robbery. This was a threat. that he's been talking too much about the powers that be and the Illuminati. Well, now we see the monkey in the bathtub in the video. Is it connected? I don't know. He says the Illuminati's mad at him. So, who knows, right? Then we see the crashed Lexus from the infamous car accident he had in L.A., which I'd argue, if you want to take a real rational view of what's going on with Kanye, I think he's a walking traumatic brain injury, which I don't mean to be funny. I mean, it's awful. It's tragic. I think he's got a real head injury from this car accident, and I think he needs some help. Anyhow, then we see the video wraps up, and the skinned monkey beats up Pete Davidson, right? And I've already voiced my opinion about this whole thing. I think it's petty. I think it's childish that he's doing this whole thing to his family, to Kim, to Pete. I think that it's a dangerous game he's playing, and I think it's childish and petty, and it's unbecoming of a real man. There you go. I've talked about toxic masculinity. That's a real thing. And guess what? Sometimes I subscribe to it. If I'm on a bus and there's an old lady looking for a seat, I got the last seat, I'll stand up, right? I'll open a door for a woman. I subscribe to those sorts of masculine traits, quote unquote, because there's no such thing as a real man, right? It doesn't exist. Another topic for another day. I'm splashing water on my face, trying to wake up here. It's early in the morning. Now, if you're getting the video experience, you're getting all the things today. Okay, so let's look at this video as a whole. Let's back out a little bit. Kanye is pushing the same symbolism that we've been calling out from the Illuminati, right? And he says, look, the Illuminati's mad. We're the Numinati. He's starting his own secret society. I don't know. But let's look at that skin monkey, because this is where a huge rabbit hole opens up that's really going to blow your mind. Now, allegedly, this is an unused photo from a photographer named Nick Knight. The claim is that it came from a 1997 piece called War in Big Magazine. And I looked it up, and all I saw were violent photos of men beating each other up. I didn't see any dead animals. So I can't confirm that, but that's the claim from various sources that this came from Nick Knight. I think that even like mainstream news sources supported it. So if you look up this Nick Knight character, as I did, I found a very disturbing film from October 2015, a film called A Beautiful Darkness. It's on YouTube. You can watch it till they remove it, which I would argue might happen now that we're going to expose this. And look, I've consumed a lot of filth in my life, and I got to say, this felt really dark and really satanic and really disturbing. I don't remember feeling disturbed like this. I think the last time I felt a little bit the creepy crawlies was Nine Inch Nails' Broken movie. Like the whole movie, not the video. It's just a dark... It just feels wrong, right? And like, I'm not easily offended. I've seen a lot of stuff. It's got a lot of flashing, fast images, and it's hard to discern. There's whispering voices that are hard to make out. Rupert Friend narrated it, not Nick Knight, but Nick Knight made the film. And in the film, they talk about humans that were werewolves and how this was running in parallel with witches, and that a werewolf gets killed and turned into a woman, and then they burned it like a witch, right? And it's just kind of weird, dark imagery. But here's the thing. Here's the bombshell, all right? There's a narrative in this clip. If you listen, I'm going to play the clip for you. There's a narrative about satanic panic where they're like, oh, it's just a moral panic, because that's the fantasy they want to be like. Oh, that, remember that silly 80s when they were worried about satanic groups sacrificing people? Which I'd argue that's not silly. That's legitimate in our history of human nature that it's happened. But there's a narrative about satanic panic and witches. And then he says there's a worldwide conspiracy of SRA, which means satanic ritual abuse, that includes the physical and sexual abuse of children by the wealthy elite. Yeah, he says all that. I'm going to play the clip right now. Take a listen.
Humans can lick too. Belief in werewolves developed in parallel to the belief in witches.
Mumpty little fuck, did you shit your pants?
The case of a woodsman who had been attacked by a wolf but had managed to cut off its leg. Immediately, the wolf turned into a woman who was subsequently burned alive.
Sexual abuse was a moral panic that originated in the United States in the 80s. Spread allegations of SRA involved reports of physical and sexual abuse of people. After supposed worldwide conspiracy involving the wealthy and powerful of the world elite, in which children were abducted, sacrifices, pornography, and prostitution.
Now, I know that's actually a lot to unpack, and I hate to keep doing this, but we're going to come back to it, all right? We got to get through the video first. So the video, it shows us some naked witches with horns dancing around the fire. We talked about the bell fires before. There's talk about how children God has given me bread of diversity and water of trouble in the face of a dying dog, which is also, I think it's also the name of the art piece, is Face of a Dying Dog. You'll see that online. Anyhow, doesn't matter. The children God has given me, the bread of diversity and the water of trouble. I think we're talking about adrenochrome here. I think we're talking about adrenochrome. I think we're talking about spirit, which is analogous to spirit cooking and this human sacrifice stuff and all this darkness, right? Then you hear someone say Akelarre, which is spelled A-K-E-L-A-R-R-E. I had to look this up. I didn't know, I never heard that term, but in Spanish, it means the meadow of a male donkey. Now, this is the term they use for a witch's Sabbath, where they meet up, right, in the meadow, and it represents the male goat that presides over the witches meeting at the meadow. So we're very much talking about real witchcraft stuff here. And it talks about accusations of worshiping the black goat in the satanic ritual, and oh, this was just the Spanish Inquisition. And now what's weird is that, I swear, the first time I watched this video, because I had to watch it a few times, the first time I watched the video, I saw a black goat flashing, and I couldn't find it again, which really was a mind F. And I don't advise you to watch this three times like I did. It's dark stuff. You'll also hear someone confessing to stabbing some girl 40 times, and it ends with the girl levitating and him narrating just stupid effing people. And I don't know if he's saying that people are stupid and they believe in satanic panic and it's not real, or if he's saying like, oh, it's real, and look at how we try to make it sound like we're sweeping under the rug and be like, oh, this is just stupid people believing crazy stuff. So let's zoom out on Nick Knight. If you look at his work, he's got a lot of Illuminate confirmed. He's worked with Naomi Campbell, which, you know, goes to show it's the fashion industry. I'm not trying to be too hyperbolic here. But, of course, Naomi Campbell is tied into Epstein through her flight logs of her actually going to Epstein Island. She's tied in with Kanye West because there's the photos of her hanging out with Kanye West and Julia Fox and Marilyn Manson. He's got some very bizarre photos. I'm going to put all these on the Instagram. Molly Blair doing the 666 by her eyeball. David Beckham doing the same thing around his eyeball. All shot by Nick Knight. And the skin monkey allegedly comes from this whole film series he did about dead animals. I don't know. How does it all fit together? Well, Kanye, if you recall, did that photo shoot with Julia Fox recently where he's eating her. At a table. Literal consumption of flesh, right? Which was all part of the Wayfair, Human Furniture, Spirit Cooking, Lady Gaga, Marina Abramovich, all, you know, pizza emails, all those things. It was part of all of that. And then he showed us a picture of that just recently, 2 months ago. I talked about it on the Julia Fox episode. And he's been talking about the Illuminati for years. This isn't the first time. And now he says the Illuminati's mad. And he's in the Numinati. And at the end of the video, you even see a logo for the Numinati, right? And what's shocking is that Nick Knight, the video that I'm talking about, where he quite literally talks about SRA and abuse of children by wealthy elite, he made that video in October 2015, which was a full year before the Podesta, the pizza emails of October 2016, which is when it became part of the narrative. Actually, it didn't even become part of the narrative yet. It took a while for it to really catch on, and then the Q thing happened, and they tied the pizza emails to the Q movement so that it discredited it, and all kinds of stuff happened. Now, I've talked at length about these topics, human furniture, spirit cooking, so I'm not going to revisit it heavy today. We're going to wrap it up here. But if this is all new to you, I've got some shocking, shocking stuff. These shows I've had, they're A-plus shows, tying Kubrick's films, Lolita, Eyes Wide Shut, all had human furniture in them, yes. This is all in the summer of 2020, when it really ended the mass conversation. July 2020, we had the Wayfair adrenochrome furniture stuff. I interviewed Ryan Page, big Hollywood director, to talk about Eyes Wide Shut and the human furniture. And Ryan Page, if you're listening, get at me. These Hollywood types, man, they're so busy. They're so busy being cool. No, but shout out Ryan Page. He joined us for that show. We talked about all these same ideas with Hocus Pocus in November 2021, witches, adrenochrome, an actual satanic ritual that's in Hocus Pocus. If you haven't heard any of these shows yet, I'm going to put them in the show notes. You got to listen to these. These are the A-plus shows. Dr. Sleep, in December 2019, I released a show on that. These are all talking about the same thing over and over and over. Adrenochrome and the kids and, oh my goodness, tons of shows. I mean, just recently we did Archive 81, which is the same topic. Plus, it's in my Alien books. I did a whole chapter on it in the Alien books. I just went on Chris Jericho's show a couple weeks ago and did. Anyway, in conclusion, what gives here, right? Is Kanye exposing them, or is he indoctrinating his fans? He's showing us the metaverse avatars in these videos. And in Hurricane, he's showing us that he's the god that will save us from the prison planet, from the Gnostic simulation Earth. Then in Easy, he shows us the human furniture. And there's references to all this sacrifice stuff, and the photographer that was definitely talking about this stuff back before we all talked about it, back before the pizza emails. What does Kanye know? And here's my thing, like, I clearly don't know, I don't know the man, but the people he's hanging out with are not on the good side of these things. So I would argue that he's definitely drawing himself into the darkness and trying to rebirth himself into this dark initiation. And there you go, there you have it. That's the latest TMZ Illuminate. I hope you enjoyed that. And I would ask of you to listen to those episodes. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. If you haven't heard those, or even if you have, revisit them. They're some of the most popular shows I've ever done, and for good reason. I mean, in Hocus Pocus, we found a literal satanic ritual. I pointed right to a book where it has the same words, it's verbatim words, and it's in the movie. And they're coming out with Hocus Pocus 2 this year. Lots of craziness unfolding, and we got to really wrap our minds around what's happening. So yeah, follow me on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. I'll put the photos of all this crazy stuff going on. Stay subscribed to the show, and until next time, stay woke.